Blake didn't have a good outing. You know, this was a situation after getting pulled from practice. They expected him to come out and perform. He didn't do that. He was 1-for-5 on third downs. And he's a guy, I think he's in his own head. You know, I think he's hearing the whispers, and he wants to go out there and he wants to do well. But yet it's the same exact Blake that we've been seeing the past couple years. So it's going to be tough. But I think they're going to do a good job of going back in the office, you know, evaluating and making a decision that will help the team win.
It seemed like there was a bit of a spark when Henny came in. The first two throws should have been caught for touchdowns. But even in the second half, third quarter, when Henny's in with the offense, just seemed like a little more energy, I guess, around the team. Did you see the same thing, Fred?
I saw the exact same thing. Those guys, they could have done a little better if they had caught those passes for him. His first two attempts were two drop touchdowns.
Sure.
And again, Henny, you know, he's performing under pressure situations. He was 3-for-5 on third down. The one third, that 39 should have been a touchdown to make him 4-for-5. And the other one, the miscue, was a sack there. But they're rallying around him. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's making the right decisions. He's getting the ball out early and giving the guys an opportunity to fight for it. So it's one of those interesting things here early in the preseason. The coaches, the staff, the scouts, they have to make a decision, and hopefully it will be the best one for the team.
Oh, it's interesting, all right. It got interesting quick.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, it may be early in the preseason or midway through the preseason, however you want to look at it. It's not early in Blake Bortles' tenure in Jacksonville, right? I mean,
no.
He's had 3 years as a starter. There's not some fresh-faced kid just rolling in, and you're seeing a lot of the same inconsistencies with the accuracy, the poor throws on wide-open guys right there. And, Fred, I think you said it. He's in his head.
Right.
When you lack that confidence, I don't care what sport you're playing, it's very difficult to perform. Certainly at the highest level, when you just, I don't know if it's don't believe in yourself or just you just don't feel it right now. And I just think he is thinking, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake, don't make a mistake. And you can't play like that.
No, you can't make a mistake. I mean, you can't think that way. But again, after getting pulled from practice, it's all about how you're going to respond. And I think we alluded to it a little bit on pregame.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see how is he going to respond? Are you going to come out and you're going to play better? You know, you're going to continue to perform at a level that got you pulled out in the first place. And I think he's playing at that level that was the cause for him to be removed from practice. And he got to find a way to play better, or he'll be a backup in this league forever.
We're looking at, you know, such a small sample size last week for Blake. He only got 5 attempts.
That's
so
right.
Really wanted to see him get that first half and you know, try to do some of the stuff that those other guys did last week. And it really wasn't there. And it just seemed like every first down took so much effort. You know what I mean? There was no spark. There was no chance much of a big play because he was missing the open receivers when they did throw the ball downfield. And then, you know, both of these guys come in. Granted, Henny did come in against ones at the end of the first half, probably played against twos at the beginning of the second half, and Brandon Allen probably played against twos and threes. Regardless, they had a spark in their game. Brandon Allen looked fantastic tonight. Granted, against backups, but nonetheless, all he can do is go out there and perform. And I thought, you know, Henny, with those first two throws, were better than anything Blake did for the entirety of the first half. And then Allen he and Dede Westbrook had a night, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a night and a quarter, Fred, towards the end. That's the positive from this game tonight. There were some things towards the end that mm-hmm. – and even on the defensive side, there were some things early. Dante Fowler had a couple good rushes tonight. Sheldon Day, as you mentioned off the air, Fred, had a good day. So, but then again, Jameis Winston did drive the Bucs down the field a couple of times to start tonight's game. So a mixed bag there, too, Fred.
I mean, the Bucs looked great. At halftime, I think they had somewhere along the neighborhood of 11 rushes, 55 yards, 5.5. He had over 130, 40 yards in the air at that particular point in time. The defense, they were on the field a lot tonight. You know, maybe 40 plays, 43 plays, I think, at the half. And that's a lot of plays for your starting defense. And they have to find a way to get off the field. You know, on third downs, they had some pretty interesting third down in medium situations. But it was 3rd and 6, they would give up 15. 3rd and 7, they would give up 14. So Jameis were making the necessary plays to keep the ball moving on their side. And our defense, they got to find a way because there was a lot of holes. But like Boselli said, maybe it was the fact that the starting corners weren't out there. But then you go back and you look at the starting defensive line that was out there, yeah, and they were getting gashed early on.
Sure.
So if nothing else, because there is always a positive and negative situation, right?
At least
we can say that they got conditioned well tonight. They're going to be in shape.
Certainly
if nothing
did.
Else. They were out there a lot.
To your point, yeah, the first three drives for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went 11 plays, 8 plays, and 12 plays, all scoring drives for the Bucs. So that's a lot of time on the field.
Yeah, Jameis, didn't they have like 5 first downs on their first drive, yeah, and then right. Doug Martin converted that with a pretty easy touchdown. By the way, I thought he looked good, Fred. You've been hearing reports all summer that Doug Martin looks as quick as he has ever looked, and the shame for the Bucs is that he's going to be suspended those first 3 games because I thought he looked fantastic tonight.
Hey, don't tell everybody. Or at least not the guys in my league.
Make sure Frankie get a nice little draft day savings on Dougie Martin there.
Oh, yeah.
Still waiting on the first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff Lagerman standing by outside the Jags locker room. We'll get to them in just a moment. Jeff Lagerman also will go inside the Jags locker room this evening. We're with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey, J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars postgame after the Jags fall 12-8 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they start the preseason with a 1-1 record.
Fred, I don't know if you got a chance to really dissect it much, but what'd you see about with Posluszczy in the middle and Miles Jack back on the outside? Anything jump out at you tonight?
Oh yeah, Paz has been Paz. He's all over the place. You know, he's the type of player, regardless of the position, he just wants to play ball. He's going to be around the ball. He's going to always find the ball. I think on something we did a while back, we talked about how good his hands are. And the interceptions that he has since he's been here, I think he might have.
He's got 11. He's got 11 since he's been here, and there's not a defensive back that comes close.
He's top 5 all time in Jaguar history.
Right.
For interceptions.
So he's a guy who's a consummate pro. He's the leader of this franchise, and he's going to make the younger guys around him better. So it doesn't matter what position he's in. He's going to, you know, he's going to do his part, and hopefully those guys can match his intensity and his energy.
Some other positives tonight, Calais Campbell blocked extra point tonight. That could be something you see with the Jaguars' special teams. Now, they did have 4 special teams penalties tonight, too. That's
right.
The other. There's 2 sides of every coin tonight here, and that's the bad part of the special teams. 4. You know Joe DeCamillo.
He's not going to sleep tonight.
He's going to have a rough night.
Yeah, he's not going to sleep at all tonight. But that is a positive, and that's, you know, Calais, that's what he's done his entire career. I think he has 48. My statistics are a little bit off. Defended balls,
okay,
you know, in his
yeah.
career. And that's what we're going to need at the line of scrimmage. Because if you can't get pressure, the next best thing to do is, you know, get tall. He's a big 6'8 guy, I think, with his wingspan. He's well over 8 feet. So it's going to be tough for quarterbacks to throw over.
Yeah, granted, no Leonard Fournette tonight, no Marquise Lee tonight, so they didn't right. have their full complement of weapons. And let's hope the Jags, you know, with Fournette, are going to be able to run the ball effectively this year. At the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to be a high-powered passing attack at the moment. So when you're in that situation.
Can I throw a run game in there too? Because at the moment.
It didn't look fantastic tonight, right?
No,
the holes
not
weren't
at all.
There no matter who was running the ball,
like,
right?
Minus, they were negative at one point.
So if you've got a team that is going to be struggling maybe to punch the ball in the end zone, you got to convert your reasonable field goal chances, right? If Myers misses a 40-yarder and an extra point tonight, how concerning is this coming off last week with a couple of longer misses?
You know, I asked a couple guys out there, you know, what was the week of practice like? Now, I know they practice against the Bucs, but it just seemed like the intensity wasn't there. They were definitely flat. I didn't see a lot of energy. I don't want to make excuses, but it just seemed that it was the lack of. So
let's go to the locker room now. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with head coach Doug Marrone. Jeff.
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, probably not what you wanted tonight. Offense struggled, defense struggled a little bit, and certainly in the first half when you had your guys in the lineup.
Absolutely. I think that was unacceptable. I told that to the players. I don't think we did a very good job. We had negative runs. I don't think we did a good job making plays. I don't think we did a good job offensively staying on the field. And I thought, you know, defensively, I didn't think we did a good enough job stopping the run, you know. And, you know, some of the things in coverage we've got to clean up and get better at, getting lined up. And, again, you know, special teams, we had the penalties. We had the missed field goal, the poor snap. So, from that standpoint, at least like I told the players, preseason, not preseason, that is not the way you want to play football when you're playing against an opponent on a Thursday night.
quarterback situation. Blake came out, started tonight. Didn't have a whole lot going on with the offense. Chad came in, and you had drops as well, but provided a little bit of a spark in the second half. Evaluate your quarterbacks.
Well, here's what I'm looking for, a quarterback, plain and simple. I'm looking for someone that's going to lead this offense, okay? So we're going to go into this thing. We're going to look at it, and whether it's opened up or not, I got to figure out who that the best person is to lead this offense. And, you know, that's not only a quarterback now. And when you say that at quarterback, I think it's going to wake everybody else up and know, hey, listen, if he's going to do that at the quarterback position, hey, I better watch my butt because he can do that at any position. And that's the message this team has to understand.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Doug Marrone, first word with the head coach. Sounds like a busy week ahead. Let's what's up?
Really quickly, yes. Mike DiRocco of ESPN tweeting out a minute ago, Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles just left the locker room without speaking to the media, left before open locker room, even took place. There's that 15-minute cooling-off period. So Blake didn't stick around to face the questions that you know are coming fast and furious tonight.
Strong words from the head coach as well. More with Fred Taylor when we come back. Jeff Flagerman as well. Final score 12-8. Buccaneers over the Jaguars in week 2 of the preseason. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient.
Normally, I won't take this long after a game, so I apologize for guys waiting. I had to take care of some business. I met with both quarterbacks afterwards. I told them what I'm looking for is I'm looking for someone that's going to lead this offense. So I'm not happy with the performance today. I'm not going to sit here and BS anyone. I mean, everyone saw it out there. Whatever you want to call it, I'm still trying to evaluate who the best person is at that position. I told that to both quarterbacks to lead the offense. But I also said this, I wasn't able to speak to the team after I spoke to both quarterbacks, but I just want to make sure everyone understands that if you can do this at the quarterback position, you know, all the other positions are very easy to do. So when I sit up here and I talk about earning the right to play, that's what we're doing. We're trying to earn the right to play. So, you know, we're going to figure this thing out. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of questions during the week, timetables, how so-and-so. I'm just going to wait, evaluate it, see who the best person is for that job, as well as some other jobs out there.
Whoever starts Carolina next week, is that your week one starter?
No, I'm not going to put myself in that hole. You know, I'm not going to be backed up for that.
Is it possible that your starter is not on the roster?
I need someone to lead this offense. I'm not going to sit here and again, I don't work with the outside the roster stuff. So for me, I can't answer that question. I work with what we have.
How early tonight did you know things were not going well, offense or defense?
Well, I think, you know, it's not something that you want to make a quick decision on. I think, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, quite a bit after they were both done playing. I don't know. I'm going to see. I think he deserves that opportunity. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say how much ground he gained or anything. I'm truly just – it's this simple. I'm not going to try to make this thing complicated. I'm looking for the best person to lead our offense.
And Braden Allen's not in consideration for that role?
Well, I think you got to take into consideration, you know, again, is he in consideration? Yeah. If he's the best guy, sure, no problem. I don't have an issue with that.
Do you have an idea of what he'll do during practice this week from a ref standpoint?
Haven't gotten there yet.
How much has this been building with Blank over the last couple weeks?
It's not been building for me personally. It's just been, you know, I was waiting to see the performance, and I'm just watching to see how this offense goes, and I'm just looking for someone to lead the offense, and, you know, I'm looking to see who the other 10 players are going to be around them.
What's been Blake's biggest issue in not being able to lead the offense?
Well, I really can't comment on that. It's just a matter of the production. It's not the production we want, okay, and I'm not saying that Chad has it or not. I mean, it's right up there for grabs, and either person can take it. But it's up there, and we'll take a look at it. And at the end of the day, we'll make the best decision. Who's the best person? It's very simple. Who's the best person to put in that position to lead the offense?
Is it time to give Jason Myers competition?
I was disappointed, obviously. I think that's something that we'll talk about. But, you know, again, I haven't spoken to him, so I don't like coming up here because I dealt with the quarterback. So I really don't like coming up here and talking about situations like that without talking to the players. I just don't think that's fair. I wouldn't want them to do something or say something, okay, without me giving me the heads up. So, you know, I will talk about that later in the week. Well, I don't know if he left early. I think because I just met with him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to go that way with the kid. He was fine. I mean, again, it's not like he's not the quarterback. He's got to go earn it.
What positives did you see tonight, if any?
Well, I think some of the young guys and, you know, I think D.D. Westbrook showed up. I mean, he did some nice things. You know, Wilson had the pick. I thought Dixon was fighting his butt off, you know, against their first teamers. I think there's some things like that, and I think there's some good things. I thought the second defense, you know, had some more penetration, had a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. You know, we'll look at that. And again, you know, special teams was big. You know, we had the penalties. Other than that, we really played clean, you know, basically clean. But again, you know, things like that ball up in the air, ball on the ground, you know, we always tell them, hey, make sure you pick up that football. These are the things that we have to do, okay, to become a better football team.
How do you think Blake will respond, tested like this?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Doug, what kind of a predicament is it for you as a head coach when you don't know who your quarterback is after the second preseason?
Well, it's a lot better than trying to think someone's going to, you know, be something that they're not. And it's a lot better to do it now than to wait till the season comes, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, they understand. I told them. I said, listen, you know, we gave up too many yards on the runs. We didn't get any piles knocked back. We didn't get the pressure on the quarterback that we wanted. So, you know, we've got to be able to come out and be able to do those things. I mean, that's backed up by what you saw. I'm not going to sit here and, again, I'm just going to tell you what happened.
All right.
Yep.
Apologize again. You know, normally I'm not that.
Or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new True Tear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back, and that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
Football season is here, and Stein Mart is ready with hundreds of ways to keep you looking stylish in the stands and beyond. From women's and men's fashion to home decor and accessories, Stein Mart is the place to find the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. We'll see you at the game. Until then, visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com.
Jaguars postgame continues after preseason week 2. The Buccaneers win it 12-8. The prevailing story, though, is the quarterback battle is on for the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Fred, number one, what now for Blake Bortles?
I think the first thing Blake has to do is try to find a way out of his head. You know, what I did at that time, I got a sports psychiatrist, and it helped me tremendously. So you always have to find a positive in all the negative situations. Maybe try to find a way to channel us out. You know, because what we say is it what matters. You know, all that matters is what he does down there in the locker room.
You're right about that. I would have blinders on. Question number two, Fred. Considering how much we're expecting out of him. How disappointing was the defense's effort tonight in the first half?
I mean, because, you know, what's invested in the defense, you know, we look at it, we expect it a lot more. I still think it's too early to panic. And benefit of the doubt says, you know, without your two starting cornerbacks, you know, I don't know if the Bucs that good. I don't know if the Bucs is that good. But let's just say the quarterback wasn't there. The cornerbacks weren't there. So they'll play better next week.
You know, the Bucs might be pretty good, actually, Fred. We'll see.
I think they're okay.
Yeah, they got some weapons.
A lot of man-to-man coverage out there tonight.
True.
Yeah, a lot of eight high, single high, eight
simple,
in the box.
Simple, yeah.
Right.
Question number three, special teams. Kicker missed some kicks tonight. Four penalties on special teams. Let's just go to the kicker. Is there competition coming?
Competition is definitely coming. If I know Jody, I know Jody. Jason, he has to kick better. The one positive, though, you know, Keelan on the return, I thought that was a positive. So hopefully they can find a way to build on that, minimize the penalties. Make those kicks. We need those points.
Got to have them.
Yeah.
Field goals and extra points for sure. That's the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers for Fred Taylor. You saw a psychologist, you said?
Yeah. Hey, it changed my life, changed my career. You know, man, it's a blessing in disguise. I'm thankful for Coach Coughlin for making that happen. Initially, I was opposed to it. Trevor Mowat and Chad Boeing, and they work with A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Chad is currently working with Dak Prescott, a lot of the Cowboys, and Trevor's working with the little short guy out in Seattle.
Trevor Boykin?
Russell.
The other short guy. Yeah, I didn't know.
Sorry. I had a little brain.
We're short guys.
Yeah, but it was great for me. And I learned visualization technique, looking at previous successes. And at my locker, I would watch highlight tapes before the game.
Yeah.
And guys would come by and say, man, you're full of yourself. I'm like, no. This is, experiencing firsthand past successes allows your muscle memory to activate much quicker.
What finally broke you to see a psychologist? What was the issue? Confidence issue? Was it the injury thing? What was it?
You know what? It was something that the team did.
If you don't mind me asking.
Not at all. And I love sharing it. It doesn't, you know, it made me better. You know, it kept me around a lot longer. But Coach Coughlin, Gerald Ingram when he was here, I think at one point they thought I was losing my confidence because of the injuries. A lot of times I would, you know, make a mistake, drop a ball, this or that or whatever, have my head down. I was just hard on myself. It was never a lack of confidence thing. Next thing you know, these guys show up and they say, hey, come in this room and sit down and have a talk with us. Like, huh? So I would go in the room and initially I was standoffish. I didn't like it. I was like, I don't know you guys. You guys could work for the team. I can't open up to you. But after a while, man, things just started to flow. I started seeing the results. That was the period where I had the 3 years where I didn't miss a single game, you know, and it works. A-Rod came out of this slump.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of guys. So it worked for me. And maybe they can look into bringing them back around for Blake.
Very interesting.
Exhaust all possibilities. You got a lot of money invested in, yep. Right? I mean, and there's a lot of money that he's guaranteed to make this year one way or the other. So why not try to pull out every stop?
But after that third year, the teams tend to say, hey, you haven't given us everything that we paid for.
I agree. I'm trying to play a little devil's advocate here and give you a best case scenario.
I know.
Let's come back. We'll get into the highlights of the game. Also, the Everbank Stats Check coming up. We'll hear again from Doug Marrone, his comments to Jeff Loggeman a little bit earlier. We'll get to those coming up a little bit later tonight as well. Final score 12-8. Bucks win it over the Jaguars. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Chris Hardwick here. In today's Xfinity X1 Challenge, we are talking to real people about their current in-home Wi-Fi experience. Here's what they had to say.
If we have three or four devices on at once, it slows down.
With Xfinity XFi, you'll get the speed and most reliable coverage your family needs to do everything they love to do online.
Oh, it's way faster.
You can even control who's connected to your home network and when. Let's say it's bedtime for the kids, it can be bedtime for the Wi-Fi on their devices, too.
Fantastic. We don't have any of this.
Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity TV, internet, and voice for $30 each a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New X1 Starter Triple Play customers only. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA.
Jaguars postgame continues, 12-8, the final. Buccaneers over the Jaguars in preseason week two. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. More coming up from head coach Doug Marrone. His comments with Jeff Lagerman shortly. Let's get to the highlights from tonight's game, and we start off the opening drive for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 11 plays, 83 yards in just over 6 minutes. They call him the muscle hamster. He just went around the edge, though, 2 yards for a score.
Winston gives to Martin, running to the left, tries to get the corner. He is going to get to the pylon and score. Two-yard touchdown run for Doug Martin, and the Buccaneers take the lead.
I think he hates that nickname, from what I understand, but he scored, and it was 6-0. The extra point was blocked by Calais Campbell, so a little positive there for the Jaguars special team. 6-0 the score at that point. The Jaguars defense had a play a couple drives later. Folk hit a field goal, 9-0 Buccaneers. And then an interception by the Jaguars defense was overturned. It turned into a sack.
Winston drops the throw. Now he's going to run out of there. He's going to get hit. The ball, he threw the ball at the last minute, and I think it got picked off in the end zone. Yes, it did, by Barry Church. Winston threw it. Now let's see if they call it a sack. The ball was picked off, but will they rule him down? That is the question.
Prior to the pass, the quarterback is down by contact at the 11-yard line. Brings up fourth down.
They are going to call him down by contact.
Set up a Folk field goal of 29 yards, 12-0 the score there. A little later, the Jags special teams had a little burst from Keelan Cole. 31-yard return after a nice play to even get to the ball. He got the Jags within striking distance.
Cole's going to field it at the 46 of Jacksonville. Now tries to run inside Tampa territory. Look at this guy go inside the 40, inside the 35. Keelan Cole still on his feet. What a camp this rookie has had inside the 25-yard line. And the Jags are in business after a terrific punt return by Keelan Cole.
Well, I think you can take Keelan Cole's number 84 and pencil him in on the 53-man roster.
Fair to say, Chad Henne came on with the ones at that point. First play was a pass to Cole in the end zone. He dropped it. Two plays later, a third down pass dropped by Allen Robinson in the end zone. Jason Myers set up from 40 yards.
Field goal now, Jason Myers, 40-yarder from right in front of the upright. Jason kicks it up, and he missed it. Mm. Jason Myers has missed a 40-yard attempt to the left. He is now 1-4 in the preseason.
Not ideal, and the Jags trail 12-0 at the halftime break. Jags defense in the second half, though, got an interception finally. Wilson on the back end.
Offset eye now behind Fitzpatrick, dropping the throw. Fires deep downfield. Flag comes down in the backfield. Jared Wilson looks like he's going to pick this one off. The Jaguar safety is in the end zone, picked it off.
It was an offensive penalty. It was an interception. The Jaguars couldn't do anything with it on offense. They had to punt. after a 15-play drive, by the way, led by Chad Henne. And then a missed field goal for Tampa Bay. The Jags offense, though, with Brandon Allen in the game, moved down the field and got a 4-yard touchdown to Williams.
Play fake. Rolling to the left is Brandon. Rolling. Throws it toward the end zone. Marquez Williams. Did he get to the pylon? Touchdown! The first touchdown of the day. Allen to the rookie from Miami, Marquez Williams.
The extra point, no good from Myers. 12-6 to score. Anger later, the punter for Tampa Bay ran out of the back of the end zone to make it a 12-8 final score. There you have the highlights from tonight's game. A Buccaneers win in week two of the preseason over the Jaguars. We'll return with a look at the Everbank stats check. More from Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. And we'll listen again to the comments of head coach Doug Marrone when we return. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's Barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's Barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's Barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Hey, Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win 2 club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/takethefield today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/takethefield. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Well, here's what I'm looking for, a quarterback, plain and simple. I'm looking for someone that's going to lead this offense, okay? So we're going to go into this thing. We're going to look at it, and whether it's opened up or not, I got to figure out who the best person is to lead this offense. And, you know, that's not only a quarterback now. And when you say that at quarterback, I think it's going to wake everybody else up and know, hey, listen, if he's going to do that at the quarterback position, hey, I better watch my butt because he can do that at any position. And that's the message this team has to understand.
Thank you, Doug. That was Jeff Lockman's response after
Stop
that answer.
Stop mincing words, Doug.
No, please tell us how it is. Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Nothing really else had to be said after that. Mike dropped from the head coach tonight. And after seeing that on the field, that's what you would expect Doug Marrone to come with, really. I mean, the way we've gotten to know Doug over the last couple of years, he's not going to hide any feelings. And that's about as blunt as it can be.
No, he doesn't play that touchy-feely game whatsoever, and he shouldn't. He's a grown man, and they're making a lot of money. And look, this is not life and death. This is football. I know that's sacrilegious to a lot of people to say that, but you know, when he says, I'm looking for a guy to lead this team, Fred, that it indicates to me he doesn't have a guy right now who's leading that team, with the clear implication being, I mean, Blake Bortles has been the starter all offseason long and really for the last 3-plus years now. And how can you come away listening to that and not thinking this quarterback competition is wide open?
You know, I think for me it means we want to win by any means necessary. It doesn't matter. We don't want to do the things the way they've been done the past couple years. You know, we want to do the things the way I want to do things. You know, I want someone to step up. So if nothing else, it's a challenge. You know, I don't think it's panic mode or anything like that. Next week, typically the third preseason game is when you really get a real good look at the guys who are going to be your guys. And maybe you give Henny an opportunity to go out there with the ones off bat, you know, and see how he responds.
And that's the thing. Usually the guy you play a quarterback is going to play 2.5 quarters in that game.
Right.
Like that decision is pretty much made. You don't usually see it going back and forth, you know, maybe a quarter here, a quarter there, a quarter here, a quarter there. So I think what's going to be telling is the guy that takes the first snap, clearly to me, is the odds-on favorite to be the opening day starting quarterback in Houston.
Somewhat, maybe. But I think the big difference is you're going to create a game plan. And you're going to let both guys know, look, both of you guys are going to get the same, you know, opportunity. You know, and whatever we come away from with, you know, that's obviously who our guy has to be, because in the fourth preseason game, I mean, unless this is a particular situation, but usually in the fourth preseason game, the starter, you know, he's not going to play much. So next week will tell a lot. But more than anything else, that's a coach who he's showing extreme sense of urgency. You know, he wants the guys to get in the gear, going to prepare this week like I'm going to be the man. And the guy that plays the best and that performs the best under pressure, because that's a pressure comment, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So whoever responds to it the right way, I think it took a little bit from Bill Belichick. You know, I think some of that practicing rubbed off. Do your job. You know, you got to be that guy. The quarterback, you're supposed to be our leader. And it does trickle down to the other players. You know,
I think that'll be the key. It won't just be the quarterback position that kind of straightens up
right at
some point. Everybody else is kind of on the bubble here. We'll have to tighten things up, too, it sounds like, from the head coach. A couple of other quotes from the media conference for Doug Marrone, courtesy of John Osier. This is from Doug Marrone on the quarterback situation. It's right up there for grabs, and either person can take it. And, of course, you think it's Bortles and Henny there. Another one, this is on Bortles especially. It's not like he's not the quarterback. He's got to go earn it. So there you have it. It's wide open, the quarterback situation for the Jags. Let's get to the EverBank stats check tonight. Let's start off with the team stats, if you're into that, in the preseason, as we say each week. First downs, 23-18 in favor of Tampa Bay. A lot of the Jaguars' first downs, of course, came late in the game. Jags were 7-15 on third down tonight, but 1 of 5, I think Bortles was. Was that accurate, Fred?
Yep.
You had that stat earlier. Total yardage, 362 to 295. Tampa Bay led the way there. Rushing yardage, 130 to 57. Tampa Bay over Jacksonville. The Jags just couldn't find much of anything in the run game tonight. The penalties, 4 for 31 yards, all on special teams for the Jaguars tonight. 8 for 66 yards against Tampa Bay. Time of possession, 5 minutes in favor of Tampa Bay this evening. Those are the team stats, and I know individual stats is going to come down to quarterback play,
right,
obviously.
That's really what it's going to come down to here. Brandon Allen led the way with 119.9 quarterback rating tonight, completed 10 out of 15 for 144 and the one touchdown there in the second half for the Jags. You know, you just look at the numbers. Bortles versus Henny, 8 for 13 for Blake, 6 of 10 for Chad. 65 yards for Blake, only 44 for Chad. Neither threw a touchdown, neither threw an interception. Each was sacked once. Each guy's quarterback rating within 4 points of the other. I think this is all about the eyeball test, though, Fred.
The sheet doesn't show a touchdown because they dropped it.
Two of them, right, exactly.
But it is an eyeball test, and you know, guys have to make the plays. And you can look out there and clearly see Henny put the ball where it's supposed to be, only where the receivers can catch it. Although they didn't, he put it where the defenders didn't have a shot at it. And the receivers have to concentrate better to make that catch. And I'm not picking on Blake. Like I said, I do like Blake a lot. But on the field, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. It had a couple underthrown balls, a couple one-hoppers, and a few others that were inaccurate. So tell of the tape shows, in my opinion, that Henny played better tonight than Blake did.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jaguars, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. We'll have the player of the game when we return. The injury report down the road as well. The final score, 12-8. The Buccaneers over the Jaguars in preseason week 2. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall, but it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing with 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in on Ford Focus, Fusion, Edge, and Escape. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
I think that was unacceptable. I told that to the players. I don't think we did a very good job. We had negative runs. I don't think we did a good job making plays. I don't think we did a good job offensively staying on the field. And I thought, you know, defensively, I didn't think we did a good enough job stopping the run, you know. And, you know, some of the things in coverage we've got to clean up and get better at, getting lined up. And, again, you know, special teams, we had the penalties. We had the missed field goal, the poor snap. So, from that standpoint, at least like I told the players, preseason, not preseason, that is not the way you want to play football when you're playing against an opponent on a Thursday night.
An aggravated head coach, Doug Marrone, after tonight's loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 12-8 was the final score. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, the big story, of course, the quarterback competition is wide open, according to the head coach, and we'll get to that as we move along, of course, throughout the evening. And throughout the week to come ahead of the Carolina Panthers visit next week. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. It is time now for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Fred is back with us this week. So to refresh you, Fred, here are the rules. I've got one vote. Mike has another vote. And considering your stature in the organization, you get a vote and a half to break any deadlocks.
If we really considered his stature, he'd get like 12 votes.
That's a good point.
Yes. I was going to give the half back, so we keep it fair.
No, you keep the half.
No.
That's the tiebreaker.
We need the half, yes.
Okay. Right.
Well, good tiebreaker. Anyway.
So, who you want to go first? I went first last week. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go for you. I think this may be unanimous tonight, but I'll crack the seal. Speedy Deedy. 6 for 131.
Just make him a nickname?
That's a pretty easy one, right? Speedy Deedy. Why haven't we heard that before? He had 5 catches for 101 yards in the fourth quarter alone, and was targeted 7 times, brought down 6 of them. So he did look like a little bit of a man against boys, Fred. That's probably a first-round talent out there in Deedy Westbrook. He didn't last to the fourth round because of his talent, and it showed tonight. So my vote's for Deedy Westbrook.
Definitely a first-round talent. Taking advantage of second team, but that's my vote as well.
There you go.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
clean
two,
sweep, JP.
2.5. Yeah, why not? I mean, the guy was fantastic, and he better look fantastic against the third team.
He should, type of talent,
and he did.
Right.
You can play against who's out there defending you, and he did very well tonight. Deedy Westbrook, 7 targets, 6 receptions, 131 yards receiving, a long of 30. Most of that in the fourth quarter tonight. He is the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. We'll return with a Baptist Health injury report. Final score 12-8. Buccaneers over the Jaguars in preseason week 2. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
On-airport parking at Jacksonville International Airport will help punt the stress from your travel itinerary. Their garage facilities offer defensive coverage from the weather and are just one 50-yard dash from the terminal. Economy parking rates are salary capped at $5 a day. Extra points for free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn how on-airport parking options tackle the competition, visit flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile, where mobile and internet work as one, and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoGo and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Here's why our members say they choose Vistar Credit Union.
I choose Vistar because everyone's friendly and I just love coming to Vistar to do my banking. I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love Vistar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
Jaguars postgame continues. The final score 12-8. Buccaneers over the Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Denson, Fred Taylor. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A few guys nicked up tonight. TJ Yeldon with a left hamstring injury in the first quarter after the first drive of the game. He had a catch and a couple of carries tonight in that opening drive. Charles Gaines was evaluated for a concussion, but he had a right eye injury. That's what the team announced, the cornerback. And then Westbrook was shaken up in the fourth quarter. You know, he hit the ground hard after that play in the corner of the end zone there where he nearly made the catch. But no real word on his status. So we'll see about D.D. Westbrook. Great night for D.D. So those are the three most notable that we saw tonight. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. And, guys, this is of the other injuries, Leonard Fournette. Fred, what's your opinion on that? Would you even risk putting him out there next week? If we don't know how bad this foot situation is, but it is a wheel on a running back, and you don't want that to get worse.
No, that's where it all starts, your feet. It depends on what the injury is and how significant it is. Only the training staff knows at this point. I'm pretty sure they're not going to disclose everything to the media. I would like to see him. I know the fans would. The coaches would like to see him. So if it's not extremely serious and if there's an opportunity that he could go, I mean, get him out there a quarter and let him work and then shut him down if you see what you like. and if he doesn't set it back. So it all depends on how severe it is or lack of. So I would want to see him, though.
And at some point,
I definitely want to see him.
And at some point, you need to see the cornerbacks on the field. I mean, you know what you have in these guys, but you'd still like them to get some game reps before the season.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just show up in Houston. You know, it's the 11th, right?
10th,
the
yes.
The 10th. Catch up for
September
that.
10th, yes.
September 10th. yeah, it's going to be hot. You know, these guys got to get some reps. You know, so you can't just show up and expect to do well. You got to get these reps out of the way right now. So seeing the cornerbacks who do well, seeing the whole entire defense together, you know, because tonight was definitely not acceptable. So I like to see the difference with those cornerbacks out there, because from what I saw tonight, it seems that they're going to have a lot of single high safety and eight in the box and dare teams to pass the ball on them. They've invested in that secondary, so they're going to make them perform or hopefully give them an opportunity to live up to the hype.
Let's come back and get into next week's game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and next week, too. Yes, there'll be a lot of happenings around here in the days ahead of next Thursday's game.
The fly on the wall. They got the little drones.
That might be what we
drone.
Need.
See if Tony can hook us up with a drone.
Might be what we need to get information around here next
get
week.
Get it in there.
For the practices closed. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL Radio, stick around. The scoreboard show is next, and I'm sure the phone lines will be lit up tonight.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I'm going to call in.
Are you ready? Please,
you can just stay if you like.
We'll just stick around. We got a
whole
hour to go coming up, Fred.
I bet Fred's got an unlimited plan.
He does. So we know the storyline next week now, apparently. The quarterback battle is on. We might not know much about the quarterback battle. That's the thing of it. The practices are now closed to the public, yes, and to the media as well, coming up starting this weekend, I believe. So we might not get a lot of intel about where this thing is. And I'm not sure. I haven't seen a schedule for availability for next week for Doug Marrone. But until they're available, there won't be any comment at all on this thing.
Even if he is available, it's up to him whether or not he's going to tip his hat whatsoever, Fred.
I mean, to minimize, you know, collateral damage, I guess, you don't say much throughout the week. Just get out there on the practice field. Let the guys go at it. And then on game day, I mean, then you Well, whenever you have to announce who's going to lead the team, lead the first offense, then at that point in time you do it. Because I'm sure they don't want to hear all of the this and that throughout the week, because coaches tend to say they don't buy into what the media is saying, but they peek. They look at it. So I'll just keep it real chill throughout the week, let those guys go at it, and just make a decision. You know, maybe see a little bit more of that where Henny left off. I think he, looking from afar, I think he deserves to go out there with the ones,
yeah,
and see where we are.
And get a shot at it. I mean, the way he played the eye test, as we said earlier,
right.
I mean, it just seemed at least to have a chance to go try for it. And that's what Doug Marrone saw as well in his
right.
comments here. So
he's good on third downs.
But yeah.
Got to keep the chains moving, keep the ball moving.
Need to catch some touchdowns to help him out.
You got to do that too, right? You got to do that too.
If Fred's right, let's say Leonard Fournette gets back to practice and they're going to play him a series next Thursday, will it be the most anticipated third preseason game in a long, long time, at least, right? In this franchise's
be, right?
history, right? Because like when the Leftwich-Garrard shift happened, nobody necessarily saw it coming, you know, and it really culminated with that third preseason game, I think, in Green Bay
uh-huh.
that year. I mean, people, God, this is the future of the quarterback position on the line next Thursday night, and perhaps the home debut of number 27. I would bet we're not going to see Leonard Fournette next week. That's just me. I don't know, you know, but either way, there's going to be a lot of eyes and ears on that football game next week.
Mm.
The good thing is, and according to Lagerman, that there is some sense of urgency in there, because this hurt a lot of the guys in the locker room. Preseason or not, you know, I think they're going to go out and respond, because they don't like what they left on the field. And that's what you want to see in your team. You know, before, in the past, I don't know if they, you know, really care. Hey, it's preseason. We'll figure it out later. Yeah, whatever, whatever. Then you open the first five games and you're 0-5. You know, now you have some sense of urgency where it really matters. You win a few games just by it mattering a lot to you. So.
The tour of the NFC South continues next week. The Carolina Panthers come to town. It's a 7:30 kickoff on Thursday night. On the network, we'll go on air at 6:30 with countdown to kickoff ahead of that game here at Everbank Field. Tickets available 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com/tickets, and there will be plenty to watch.
Good offensive test. Good defensive test. Cam, that they have pretty solid offense over there. McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'd say.
Kelvin Benjamin, big corner.
He's back. Yes.
Big receiver. I like to see the corners back.
Haven't
for that
seen
challenge.
Cam yet, neither. You know?
Yeah,
Cam's
well,
been
no,
out.
Well, no, Cam's been out. That's right.
So
right.
We'll see what – that's a big topic for them, too.
But
so.
It seems like it's trending towards he – I would expect him to play next week. So find out.
We'll see if the corners –
Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yes.
Got a lot of talent still on that roster.
In fact, the next two preseason games, you'll see the last two representatives in the NFC in the Super Bowl.
How about that?
All right. Yeah.
How about that? If you're into
already
that.
Beat the defending champs last week. What more do you want, JP?
Let's
come
go.
On.
All comers right now.
We want to beat them in January.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be nice. Fred, well done. We'll talk to you next week before
Glad
the
to be
Carolina
back.
Game.
Yes, sir.
Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, our entire crew. I'm JP Shadrick. The Jags Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith, Linda Fortunato are the producers. Ashlyn Sullivan and Max Hockman are on the crew on Jaguars.com. The Scoreboard Show is next. 355-NFL1, the number, if you're listening on our flagship station on 1010XL in Jacksonville. Final score, 12-8, Buccaneers over the Jaguars on the Jaguars Radio Network.